Hi everybody, this is Gideon Shelwick from Become a Blogger, and welcome to another powerful interview to help you become more successful as a blogger. Inside today's interview, I'm talking to Maria Andros, one of the world's foremost social media experts, and someone whom I've been following for a while now when it comes to anything to do with social media. In fact, Maria has become extremely well known in the social media world as someone who under-promises and over-delivers, as you'll soon find out inside this interview. She currently has over 44,000 followers on social media giant Twitter.com, making her one of the most followed people on that service in the world. It's a pretty big achievement in itself. So this is a really exciting interview, and we cover some very powerful strategies to help you leverage social media and to get you more traffic and more exposure for your blog. This is the one interview you must listen to if you're interested in taking full advantage of social media. It's chock full of really high value and powerful content, and I even managed to get Maria to reveal a few things she was not planning on giving away. But before I say too much about this, let's get straight into the rest of this interview. Maria Andros, thank you very much for joining us for this very important call about social media. Why don't we kick off this interview with how you got into social media and how your life has been changed drastically as a result?
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me here, and it's an honor to do this for you. My story, it's quite unusual. I'm sure that people can resonate with this, but I was actually a makeup artist for 10 years, and I had worked for some of the top companies in the industry, and I was always very overdriven and very much a perfectionist, and I worked very, very hard for the companies that I worked for, and I made my companies, you know, millions of dollars, literally. But what happened in that process was that my health really suffered because I was overdoing it. You know, it takes a toll on the body when you're working 9 to 5 and you're pushing yourself too much. So I ended up developing migraine headaches, and I had chronic fatigue, and I was getting panic attacks and anxiety. And I knew that I had to make a change. And I was in a point in my life, this is back in April of 2007, so just a little under 2 years ago, where I was very frustrated, and I was living in this very small one-bedroom, 500-square-foot apartment, and it was a beautiful location, but I just didn't feel fulfilled. I'd lost my passion, and I knew from a very young age that I had this leadership and this drive to do something big and to be able to make a difference in this world. So I ended up watching the movie The Secret back in April of 2007, and that movie really just made me realize how important mindset is. And I realized that what I was focusing on was the fact that I was in debt, the fact that I wasn't happy in my job. So I was focusing on all those things, and I realized that I had to shift that if I wanted my life to change. And so in the movie, John Assaraf actually mentioned to make a vision board, and that's exactly what I did. I made a vision board, and I really wanted to live on the beach. So I put this beach home. I put, you know, the relationship of my dreams. I put success and financial freedom, and I really wanted to quit my job because I was working for a boss that I hated that was really making my life miserable in a sense. And so what I did is right after the movie, I ended up starting to do a little bit of business on eBay because I wanted to start working from home, and I knew that I had to make some money from home to be able to quit my job. So I ended up starting a small business on eBay as a hobby, and I lived down the street from my post office, and what I would do is I would buy products or services or even find things around the house, and I would even either buy low and sell high. And what happened was really astonishing. The first month I made my first $1,500 online, and that was almost my salary. I was making cool. 55,000 Canadian per year, Canadian, not even US or Australian. And the next month I made $1,800, and then the third month I made $5,000. So nice. I thought to myself, wow, this is huge. I never thought that I could do that. And in the first 10 months of being on eBay, I made $100,000. So I really got shocked. And then I realized, okay, there's something to this online world. So I ended up actually finding a video on YouTube, and it was talking to me about how to drive qualified traffic to my website and how to use my story to, you know, attract new clients and to really become a leader in my market. And so that's kind of how it all started. I stumbled across video. I had never made a video in my life. I had no technical background. I was a complete beginner. I didn't even know. All I knew how to do online was to send messages from Gmail and do a Google search. I was very computer illiterate, you could say. I didn't have any background in that whatsoever. But I started making videos. I started making these little simple homemade videos where I'd be walking with a camera in my hand at times and sharing my story and my process and my background. And what happened is I started developing this completely loyal following. And I've had now, gosh, over 500,000 people view my videos. The first 2 months of marketing with video alone without ever, I've never spent a penny on, you know, expensive AdWords. I don't even know how to do that, to be honest with you. I generated $13,000 into my business in the second month of being online. So that's kind of how it all started. And then I guess to make a long story short, I went on to my first year, make a six-figure income. And I'm just blessed now that what I put on my vision board is actually happened. I now live in beautiful California on the beach. I'm looking at the beach right now as I'm talking. The waves are crashing. It's like a dream. And I've been able to generate a very high six-figure income now without expensive advertising and developing a really amazing, you know, following online. But the best part is I've been able to impact a lot of lives and help people do the same. So that's kind of my story in brief and how it all started, and still feels like a whirlwind even looking back. And I'm really quite grateful for where I am to be able to have gone through going from, again, being unhappy and working for someone and $55,000 a year to really having freedom and choice. So
That's an amazing story, Maria. So what's the big fuss about social media? I mean, in fact, perhaps you could start off by giving us your definition of what social media means, and and then talk about how it's relevant for those of us who want to be super successful online. You've talked about some of your success already, but how it's relevant for us, maybe if we're just new to social media, why it's so relevant for us right now.
Right. Well, social media, the way that I look at it is it's really about connection and connecting with people that you would never have access to before on a global level. Like, for example, Gideon and I, we met on Twitter. Now, Twitter it's almost like a micro blogging platform where you type in 140 characters or less. It says, "What are you doing?" Now, the relevance of that, "What are you doing?" is actually more than you think. People are wanting to connect on a personal level. As a society, I feel that throughout the years, I think that, I know I experienced this myself, we become kind of socially withdrawn. It's not as easy to meet people. So the avenue with social media, with places like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and all these different websites, is the fact that you're able to connect and interact. And of course, a lot of people use it just for personal reasons, but the success that you can have with actually using it along with your personal efforts with your marketing, it's a very, very powerful tool and medium. It's a great way to get started for free without having to go into taking the chance of going into pay-per-click advertising. So social media to me is all about building relationships. It's not about selling. It's not about, you know, forcing someone to hear what you have, what you're selling. It's more about connecting and building those relationships. And when you can learn how to build relationships with social media, what happens is you're able to start attracting the people that you need to grow your business. So say if you're a coach or a speaker, speaking engagements come up, because if you can position yourself correctly with it, then you're going to meet people that you would never again have had access to. So it's really, technology is in our favor. We've never had technology growing at this rate. We're seeing, for example, with Twitter, 3 months ago, there was only 8 million users. Well, there's now 22 million users online with Twitter alone. Wow. And then YouTube obviously has millions and millions, and Facebook has grown. It's growing at exponential rates. So it's really an opportunity right now for you to, whatever niche you're in, it doesn't matter. It's really about standing out and establishing yourself as a credibility, as someone that people can know, like, and trust in whatever your market is. So it's really, I feel it's relationships. And that's why you see that reality shows. You remember the reality show trend took off really, really fast. That happened how many years ago now? Like, I'm sure, I don't know if you have a favorite show. I used to watch, Big Brother and The Bachelor and all those shows. And the reason I feel that took off so quickly is because people want to see behind the scenes. They want to be a fly on the wall in someone's life. So all this social media is almost like we're breaking down the walls that used to be there. Like when you have to interact with someone in person, you have to get to know someone. There's those walls and barriers. But with social media, you blast through those walls in as fast as a few hours or a day or how long it takes, because people have their guards down. We're able to express ourselves on a deeper, more true level. We're able to be more authentic because there's no fear. It's almost like this rejection-free method of communicating and getting to know people. So the reality shows really took off because of that, because people want to see behind the scenes. They want to see real life, and this is real life. So that's why I feel the true leaders with social media right now are able to leverage this by really tapping into emotions, being themselves, and becoming, you know, thought leaders even online. So that's my analogy. What do you think, Gideon? What do you think is the success?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Maria. And it's I like what you said about relationship building and using these tools or these technologies to help build relationships. We always try and teach our members that it's not only about building a list of followers, it's also very importantly to build a relationship with those people on that list. But I guess with this in context, or with this sort of background information, what in your view are the top five or so social media sites or technologies around that you'd recommend for helping build these relationships and these followings right now?
Okay, well, I personally feel that obviously video is one of the fastest ways to connect with your target audience and to build those relationships. And the reason that video is so powerful is because 90% of communication is nonverbal. So the reason that leveraging video, for example, like say you have your blog and you're learning how to really expand your blog and attract new followers, well, you're able to pre-qualify people faster because they're able to see your body language and they're able to see you. So it's a lot faster than just maybe text alone. I would say YouTube is probably the fastest way and one of the most powerful tools in the social media realm. Twitter, I would say, is number two. It's growing at, it's up, I think, 1,100% for the year. I just looked at the statistics. Wow. I'm always watching the market. So YouTube is number one. Twitter is number two, growing at the rate that it's growing. Facebook is actually number three. It used to be MySpace, and MySpace is still a way to connect. I personally don't like to leverage it as much. I would prefer maybe a site like LinkedIn would be really, really great. FriendFeed is actually a site that you can actually link all of your social media in one. It's kind of a interesting phenomenon that we're seeing with that as well. But there's many different ones, and I would say, again, you could look at some places like with Dig, where you submit articles and things like that. But I personally think YouTube, I focus on the top three personally, opposed to five. I do YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. That's how I've been able to leverage my success. But I also think, you know, LinkedIn is a little bit more for the career professionals. But again, I was a beginner, so I kind of like to go with the simple way.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's pretty similar to what I was going to be asking you about. In any case, Maria, I was thinking about going, you know, into a little bit more detail for YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook if there's enough time. So why don't we get into a little bit more detail for each of these services? Let's start with YouTube, if that's okay with you. You know, you've talked a little bit about video and why we should use it. You know, what would you say is the best way of using YouTube for our online businesses right now?
Okay. Well, again, YouTube is just an amazing space. It's really a community. And what ended up happening with YouTube is that people started getting really frustrated and leaving television. You saw with the Golden Globe Award strike, there was a lot of different strikes with the television networks and the Actors Guild and all that stuff. So people got frustrated and they started leaving television. And they said that even, I think it was the percentage, the polls, 20% of people left television permanently. So what people are doing is they're leaving television and they're going to places like YouTube to get almost like a quick fix. So if you can position yourself and get your videos onto YouTube, number one, then you're able to be seen by potentially people you would never have access to, number one. But number two, the benefits of YouTube is that Google actually bought out YouTube back in November of 2006 for $1.6 billion. And so what happens with YouTube when you leverage it correctly is not only can your videos be seen, but you can actually get your videos onto the front pages of Google, the search engines, which is that's where it's really priceless, because to get your video, to get your website, say for example you're in a niche, you're in the weight loss niche, and there's 20 million competing websites. Well, for certain long tail keywords, we won't go too much into that. It's a little bit more technical, but it's very easy. Again, I've done all this without being a technical background, but you're able to get your website positioned at times on the front pages of Google, because you don't want your website to be the 20 millionth website, because no one's going to find you. So when you make your videos, there's a bigger picture. It's not only to connect with your audience and to pre-qualify people really, really fast, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, what you can do with that, but to get onto the front pages of Google is pretty phenomenal, and I've been able to help a lot of my students do that, and they keep tweeting me all the time saying, "Well, we got onto the front page."
I've seen
so that's
that.
It's incredible when you can do that, because again, you want to be on the front. You want to be able to get as many eyeballs to your website as possible, because the more people see your product or service, the more opportunities you have to convert those followers or prospects into clients, into loyal clients for life. So that's the benefit of YouTube. I also feel that when you're making videos, it's about overcoming your fear of looking good, or, you know, can I really make a video? And I used to have the thought, well, I don't know what I'm going to say, and I don't think I look good enough. And I used to be very critical with myself. But what happens with the videos is if you just start, all it takes is just the first video, and then you have a breakthrough because you're like, you've done it. You develop this sense of confidence. And that's what happened to me. I didn't know how to make videos, and I was a little insecure. And now I'm able to really make videos very naturally. I can just share my message. And by sharing your story, where you come from, by doing that, you're going to be different than just anyone else who's just coming, making a video and just trying to explain about a product or service and just selling you. Mm. It's about providing value and sharing your story, which will make you stand out from the crowd and the others of millions of users online. And that's really the power of what I teach is leveraging your story and also being authentic, just being yourself, because people will really get to know if you're being you. People aren't stupid. They'll know that you're just a real person, that you want to offer value, and that you're building your business. You're taking it step by step. And the cool thing about it, this is what I really want to encourage you with. People love to watch people in the process. So say you have your new blog up and you're just getting excited and you're a little overwhelmed and you're excited, but it's taking some work to build and you're taking it day by day. But through your process, by you sharing that on video, it doesn't even matter if you haven't had these huge breakthrough results and made a ton of money yet. It doesn't matter, because you will develop a following. Mm. And as you progress, those followers will come with you. And then when you're ready to create your own product or your own services or whatever that is, then you're going to have your list that's ready as well. So that's what happened to me. I didn't have my own product or website or any of that stuff in the first year and a half.
Cool. Now, Maria, in your previous life more recently, you called yourself the video marketing queen. And one of the questions I have for you about that is, you know, do you have any good, solid tips for our listeners about how to create content, video content specifically, that is grabbing, that's interesting, and that would actually invite people to come back again and again to your YouTube channel?
Yes. Okay, cool. Well, the video marketing queen is actually, the story behind that is when I was a little girl, my father used to tell me, he would say, "Maria, walk like a queen. You're a queen." And he would tell me, "You're a leader, not a follower." And so I just... it imprinted into my mind my whole lifetime. So I thought, well, I'm doing video marketing and it's very powerful. So video marketing queen, that kind of sounds really cool.
Nice.
And that's how that came up. That's how that all came about. But really what I recommend with your videos, you want to make videos that are captivating. And again, the things that I suggest to do is to start off with a welcome. So this is something that most people overlook and it sounds really simple, but these are probably one of the most profound things you can learn in the way that I'm going to describe it to you. So you want to welcome people. You want to make people feel welcome when they first watch your video. So say you start your video off and you just start talking. Hi, I'm here to tell you about the benefits of how to, lose 7 pounds and 7 weights. It's not inspiring. You have to welcome people first.
Yeah.
So what you can do is you can just say, hi, my name is Maria Andros and welcome to this video. Now, sounds simple, but do you see, even affected you right now, because it's almost like you're going to dinner to someone's home that you've never met and they open the door and they don't welcome you. And you feel like really kind of uncomfortable. You've gotten all dressed up in your beautiful outfit and you're all ready to go and you have a gift, but they don't welcome you.
Yeah.
So it's very important to do a welcome. Now, I'm going to also give you another tip and strategy that will really help you if you're feeling a little unsure about what to say or how to be the expert that you're wanting to be. So what you can do to instantly develop credibility and authority in your market, in a sense, it's all perception, remember. Okay, it's all perception. From a young age, we're taught to follow the leader. We're taught in kindergarten to, Simon says, stand up, so we stand up. Simon says, turn around, so we turn around. So we're programmed to follow people who are supposed leaders. Now, you do not have to wear a business suit or tie or to have this really conservative voice. You can just be yourself. It doesn't take... It's not how you look, it's who you're being that establishes you as a leader. So what you can say, if you haven't had all these, again, a lot of results yet with your blog or in your business, and you're just starting out, or maybe you've had some results, you can build upon that. What you can do is you can say, hi, my name is Maria Andros, and I'm the author and creator, or you can say I'm the creator of, and then you put your website in there. So yourwebsite.com, you'll fill in the blank. So that way, it's almost like it makes you sound like an authority because you're saying, hi, I'm the creator of. Doesn't that sound a little credible?
That sounds great. I like that.
Yeah, that really works. Now, the third component and keeping someone's attention, this is what I think you're asking, Gideon, is how do I make a video that's going to keep people interested? What do I say? So what you can say is, again, your videos are not to sell. I want you to think of Apple. Now, Apple did not have a lot of the market share, even I don't know how many years ago now, before the iPod came out. They had been in the industry for many, many years. I think it was over 20 years or something like that. I don't have the exact statistics, so don't quote me. But they didn't have the biggest market share. The PCs did, the personal computers. Now, what Apple did is they created the iPod. Now, the iPod was, I don't know if it was like $200 or something, or $150 when they first came out, or $300. It was a lower entry point product. Now, what they did that was brilliant, a lot of people think that Apple... The whole strategy behind what they wanted to do to gain the market share was to create the iPod. That was like their claim to fame, but it really wasn't. The iPod was to get people into the store. So your videos are not to sell. They're to get people to your store, which is your website. Now, once we bought the iPod, I even bought an iPod, and I didn't even know what Apple was before. So I bought the iPod. What happened? I fell in love with the iPod, and what happened? I ended up going to the Apple store. Well, $1,500 or $1,600 later, I had a 15-inch MacBook Pro. Now, what ended up happening after that? I have an iPhone. So Apple was very brilliant in terms of creating that entry point. So your videos are not to sell, not to convince. You're going to offer value and techniques and strategies and move the free line, you could say, and educate people. But you're wanting to get people to your store, which is your website. So what you can do is you want to create a hook. A hook is something that is almost like a trailer in a movie. So you want to keep someone's interest because you only really have maybe 20 seconds or 2 minutes to capture someone's real interest. So what you can say is, in this video, you're going to learn how to da-da-da-da-da, give your, what they're going to learn. And I like to keep things measurable, tangible, because people like how-to. So how-tos are really good. And then what you can do is just say, and towards the end of the video, I'm going to give you access to my free report, which will also teach you advanced versions of this. So it's almost like you're going to give them your access to your free report, but they're not going to get it now. They have to watch the whole video. So it's almost like a teaser. And that's probably the biggest advice I can give you with that is when you do that, it does work. People love it. They love the suspense and almost, I don't know, Gideon, if you grew up watching Dallas, I grew up watching Dallas. It was like this Dallas with J.R. Ewing and Pamela. And so what they did in one episode towards the season finale, J.R. Ewing is this big oil mogul, this rich guy, and he's kind of arrogant. And so someone shoots J.R. And what do? At the end of the actual episode of the show, he's on the floor. We don't know who shot J.R. So what do? We have to wait until September to find out who shot J.R. So it's almost like this teaser. So you're saying, in this video.
You know what? I remember not much about the series and the episodes, but I do remember that. So they did a good job with that, certainly.
Maybe you're younger than me, maybe. But yeah, but that's the point. It's like you want to tease people. You want to keep them excited. So it's your job to create that by just saying, well, in this video, you're going to learn, but towards the end, I'm going to give you access, or you're going to give them something. Great. And that works really well.
Awesome. Now, Maria, I've watched a bunch of videos on YouTube, and some of them had heaps of traffic. And then I watched some other videos that were, the quality of the videos were pretty good, and you know, nothing wrong with them, in fact, but they lacked some traffic, some views, and they've been on there for ages. Do you have any specific tips or things we can do to help us get massive amounts of targeted traffic to our YouTube videos?
Yes. Well, I go into a lot of detailed SEO, search engine optimization, in my course. But the thing is, what I want to give you right now is I recommend searching out long tail keywords. So you don't want to go into something that's very, very competitive. What you can do is go onto Google, do a search, and if there's 20 million people competing for that keyword, then that's not going to be beneficial for you to get onto the front pages. But what you can do is start looking for long tail keywords. And a good tool for that, actually, it's free, is the Google Keyword Tool. And you can actually go in and take a look and see how many people are searching per month and what are people paying for these keywords, and look for long tail keywords. How to's also work really well. So you want to maximize your title.
Maria, sorry to interrupt you. Could you just maybe explain to our listeners the concept of long tail keywords, what that actually means?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. I didn't know what this meant either, so I apologize. Say, for example, you're in the diet niche or the lose weight niche, losing weight market. So if you typed in on Google diet, okay, you click the Google search and it'll show you that there are 28,700,000 people, other websites that have the keyword diet in their website. So that's very competitive. We don't want to go where all the sharks are. We want to go where not many people are going, and they're not thinking outside the box, but there's still people who are going on to Google looking for this. And if you can position yourself in front of your ideal market for what they're searching for, so let's break this down. So instead of just putting diet, let's do how to diet and lose weight. Okay, that's what someone might be looking for in your market. So you click search, and now, again, it's still competitive, 21 million, but how to diet and lose weight naturally? Let's try that. Maybe that's a long tail keyword. So you're expanding on there you go, perfect example, how to diet and lose weight naturally. There are only 613,000 competing websites. Now, the reason that this keyword would be good is because I can see on the right-hand side there's sponsored links. That means that people are paying for this keyword. So that would be a great example of a long-tail keyword, is expanding upon what people might be searching for to find you. So how to diet and lose weight naturally. Because, you know, people don't want to be taking all these pills. Right. So that would be a perfect example of how to use your titles. Your titles are crucial. And this is the big thing that people are missing. They're making these videos that are great, but they're not leveraging the real estate on the URL, the description. And that's why they're not getting onto Google. And that's why when people do this technique that I teach, they're on the front pages within, you know, as fast as 60 seconds, some of them.
Right. So Maria, you were just breaking up a little bit before when you talked about what we need to optimize for the title, and did you mention the description and the tags? So you're saying that we should use these keywords, these long tail keywords, right in our description and our titles, and also in the tags. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, I would definitely recommend repeating that and doing the best that you can to really leverage that real estate, like you would call it. And that way your videos will get more views and you'll be able to get your video out to more more people. And that will, again, it's not, but I want to just encourage you about something. It doesn't mean that if your video doesn't have 10,000 views, like for example, I have one video that's had over 130,000 people watch the video, one video. Now, what would you do if you had 130,000 people exposed to your video and having that potential traffic. So that's really cool. But I've also had videos where there's been as few as 500 views, and I've been able to generate tens of thousands of dollars from that one video, just with, you know, simple 3-minute video with only 500 views. So it's not about the views as much. I want you to leverage everything you can. So there is a formula and there's a blueprint for this. But again, this is how you can get more views to optimize your videos, and you'll be ahead of the pack, because again, what you do now, you get to build a foundation with, and you'll be a year ahead of your competitors, who are just going to be still scratching their heads, not understanding, you know, why your videos are positioned the way they are.
Awesome. This is really awesome so far, Maria. I'm really enjoying this interview.
Thank
you.
Just
wondering if you could tell me where I could go to find these long tail keywords that you're talking about.
Okay, let me look that up for you. It's the Google keyword search tool. So if you go onto Google, what I want you to do is type in Google keyword tool, okay? And it'll be the first one that comes up. It's a little bit of a long word. It's https://google.com/select-keyword-tool-external. But all you need to do is type in Google keyword tool in the Google search engines, and then the first website, you click on that, and it'll take you to the tool that I'm talking about, and you'll have a lot of fun with it. It's really easy to use. All you do is type in maybe a keyword that you're interested in for your market, and it'll give you other rotations and examples, and you'll be able to start looking for long tail keywords that you can start using for even your blog. I recommend doing that for your blog titles as well. It's very important to do that for your blog as well.
Awesome. Any other cool tips you could quickly give us before we move on to the next section?
I just think being yourself. I think that sharing your message is very, very important. You know, your mess is your message. A lot of people like to hide where they've come from and what they've experienced, but everything that you've been through in your journey as an entrepreneur and as a person has helped you to become the person you are today, and it's helped you to grow. Now, when you can actually share that in different ways, then you're able to help other people who are actually just literally, like, you could say one thing in your video that could change someone's life. I've had that happen many times. And you think to yourself, wow, one thing that I could say could change someone's life. Well, it's true, because I like to say that people have been waiting their whole entire life just to meet you, because it's the way that you say it. It's your own personal journey. Not everyone is going to resonate with everyone. So you have a gift and you have a message. And I feel that it's really important for you to feel fulfilled in your business, in your life, to make a difference. And I think that we're all trying to make a difference. So I like to teach marketing, and I like to teach all these different techniques. But I also know that when you can share who you are and give up the looking good stuff, because the looking good, worrying about what people think, doesn't serve you. It doesn't, because you have a message and people are waiting to hear it. You could help change someone's life just by you having the courage to make a video and share about you. And they'll be like, wow, I have inspiration. I have hope. I can do this too. And people will feel like they can do it too. And that you're the inspiration then to show people what's possible. So it's very, very, it's very inspiring and very important to do that. And just to stay true to yourself, be authentic. Don't worry about comparing yourself to others. Just do the best you can. And it's like riding a bike. The more you do it, the easier it's going to get, and you'll never forget. You're going to have a new tool under your belt, and you're going to become a much more powerful marketer. And that's how you really stand out in this crowd, opposed to millions of people online. You're going to start getting recognized. And when you start going to seminars even, and people start recognizing you from your videos, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So it's really about positioning and perception it's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
It is, definitely. And I like what you said. It's not about who you know, it's about who knows you and who's been able to watch your videos online.
Absolutely.
And that's how you become, I guess, a little bit famous. I was just reading a very interesting report in the paper the other day about the next stream or wave of superstars or celebrities coming through, and that they're going to be coming through the social media movement or wave. And it was interesting, because I think it's going to be a different type of celebrity as well, the type that's maybe a bit more authentic than the ones you see on television right now. But that's just a bit of an aside. Maria, that's awesome. Really, really awesome tips for YouTube, YouTube content creation, and getting more traffic, which is really what we're all interested in. The next thing I want to talk to you about is about Twitter. You know, what What about Twitter? You know, is it a fad or is it here to stay? And if it is here to stay, how are we supposed to use it properly? And what should we use it for?
Okay, I think Twitter is here to stay. I think it's a website that's gone viral for a reason. It was meant to go viral. So when you look at Twitter, it asks you, "What are you doing?" And in 140 characters or less, you type in what you're doing. So I think it's definitely here to stay. I predict maybe another 2 to 3 years, I'm thinking, would be, it'll still stay hot. We're going to see, look, we've got celebrities coming onto Twitter. Ashton Kutcher broke the mark, the first 1 million followers mark recently. So it's here to stay. And the conversions off Twitter are very powerful. Because again, if you're wanting to really build your business and start joint venturing, and maybe you want to start speaking, or maybe whatever it is that you want to do, there's opportunity on Twitter. And again, you have access for the first time to other people's list. Okay. Because say, for example, if someone is following, let's just say Frank Kern, most likely those followers are on his list. So you have access for the first time to other people's list and followers. So if you're in a similar market, what you can do is start looking for similar people who are in your market that have maybe a similar voice to you, or maybe your competitors, and start following those people. But what I want you to do with Twitter is, I really recommend that you want to optimize your bio. So there's a bio that you can write about yourself. And I think it's 100 and something characters. It's quite short, but spend some time on that. Again, you have 20 seconds to capture someone's attention. So the more that you focus on your bio and making it a little bit fun, a little bit edgy, like what can you say that makes you stand out? What can you help someone with? What results can you help someone with? Like, for example, my bio, I'll give you an example. This is what I do. I put CEO, I empower and teach passionate entrepreneurs around the world to make money, attract new clients, and a celebrity-like following online with video and social media. Now, I've had quite a bit of response. It kind of sounds a little catchy, doesn't it? Doesn't that pique your curiosity? It's very intentional. Let's put it this way. So I recommend that you want to leverage your real estate on Twitter. I do recommend that you get your name. So twitter.com/your name, if you can. You can brand your company. First and last name, if you can, if it's available, because for example, if you're promoting something right now, maybe you're an affiliate for a program and you don't end up doing that for the next 2 years, it's important to brand your name. So if it is available, go for it. If not, you can brand your company. It's not a problem, but it's better for you to put a profile picture, for example, that's a little bit more smiling, not just a corporate photo. You want to build relationships. So you don't want to have people's guards up by you just sending tweets, promoting your blog every single tweet. What you want to do is maybe do a ratio. Of every 1 out of 10 tweets, you can maybe do something where you promote your blog or, you know, your service. What you can do to build value and credibility is to link to other blogs, other content, and then people will remember you as the person that's helped them. You know, maybe you gave them a great article or a great blog post, and it doesn't matter if it's not even your own content. It doesn't even have to be your own content. But what you can do is link to other sites. You can retweet. There's a retweet feature where if someone is tweeting a really cool little tweet, it's called a tweet, you can put retweet at the front, and then it gets in front of that person's followers. So it's a viral website where literally it can just, like I started off on Twitter last November, less than, you know, how many months ago? That's almost less than 8 months ago. I now have almost 44,000 followers on Twitter. Now, the cool thing about Twitter is you want to be smart. You want to leverage and convert your traffic, your followers, into customers. So again, it's all about providing value, being yourself, having fun with it, communicating. Maybe you want to read the book, you know, about influence. It's the biggest influencers in life are the ones that can really get people thinking. So ask open-ended questions. Get people interacting with you, because when you do that, you build relationships. So it's not just this temporary 24-hour short-term relationship. You want to build these relationships where you're going to be able to stand out, attract speaking engagements, joint ventures, drive that qualified traffic to your list, and build that list so that, you know, when you have something to offer, those people are ready. They know you. They trust you.
Well, that's a good lead-in for the next question, which is, you know, it's great doing all these things and providing massive value, but it's probably no use if you don't have any followers on Twitter. So I want to know, what are your best tips for growing your follower numbers on Twitter? You've mentioned you've got over 44,000 followers. Yes. Already. That's just amazing. is it possible for you to give us some more concrete strategies that that we can use to start today to help us increase our number of followers?
Absolutely. Well, with Twitter, they're always kind of changing the rules. So I want you to just to make sure that whenever you're hearing this interview, you just want to make sure Twitter's always changing. So just what I like to do is I like to be very conservative about everything. Now, there's many different Twitter auto-follow and following softwares. I don't use those, and I don't recommend you do, because Twitter can sometimes get a little, you could say, moody. they're sometimes funny. You don't want to jeopardize your account. So it's better for you to build relationships. Now, what you can do is maybe start following maybe 50 to 100 people per day. That's a great way to start building your following base. And then what you want to do is start interacting. So maybe you can start tweeting with maybe some of the thought leaders that you like to connect with. Or maybe you just want to look at what other people are saying. Maybe you only have 10 followers. Start interacting, start adding followers. Take a look at what other people are saying. And then you can respond to them with an at reply. It's just like a little at symbol. It's very, very easy. Twitter is very easy once you get on there. If you haven't set it up yet, it's very simple. But start off slow, add followers, talk to people. Because then when you send a tweet to that person and they talk back to you, then you're in front of their followers. And say someone has 10,000 followers, or say you send me a tweet and I have 44,000 followers, then you might automatically get, 40 or 50 followers from someone who's just tweeted you back. So that's how you build your follower base. And I'm not going to teach you all these software tools, because it's not realistic. And I want to protect you to make sure that your account stays active. And all these people that get really aggressive, they're not building relationships, so they're not seeing the results. They might see temporary results, but I'd rather help you to build a foundation that's long-term and sustainable for you. And that way, it's just my philosophy. It's just how I do everything. So I started off with zero followers, and I just started talking to people. Mm. I started adding, 50 to 200 people a day at the time. I want to say 50 to 100 right now, because I'm not sure what the new rules are. Take a look at the rules. You'll be able to find that under the help site under Twitter. Take a look at what they say, follow that, and just have fun with it. Start adding people, start conversating. It's a really great way to interact. And I'll tell you something, there's something that really, that's something that happened to me. I'm not sure if it's happened to you, Gideon, but what happened to me off of Twitter is really quite profound. I actually didn't have a sense of humor up until November. I'm not kidding. I was a little serious, and I would take things really literally, and I'd be in my left brain, and here I am, this creative person. But when I get into left brain mode, it doesn't really, it's kind of frustrating, because you're just thinking. Yeah. So I didn't have this great sense of humor, and I would see other people joking all the time and laughing. And sometimes I'd feel like, well, why can't I connect? Why, what's wrong with me? Why am I not funny? And so back in November, I started getting on Twitter. Now, the cool thing about Twitter is it's 140 characters or less. So sometimes you've got to get to the punchline. So I, for some reason, after about 60 to 90 days on Twitter, I started seeing myself as quite funny. And I was sending out these tweets that even surprised me, and people were laughing and joking. And so I actually have a sense of humor now. So I have to give Twitter some credit right now. I don't know how much that's worth, but I think it's pretty priceless. It's really great when you can take yourself lightly and have fun and really get to know who you are with these tweets. So you're going to love it.
Mm. Oh, thanks, Maria. And I think it's probably the reason why you have so many followers is because of you and your personality that's coming through in your tweets. And Yara,
because I make fun of myself.
Yeah. Yara Starak, my business partner, he was just mentioning the other day how he sees you as the queen of networking and relationship building, which is just it's awesome.
Thank you, Yara. Yeah. He's awesome. But no, I appreciate that. That's a great compliment coming from you and Yara. So thank you so much, because you want to learn everything that Gideon and Yara are teaching you, and that's why you're here. So I really, I know that you're just doing some amazing things. And I think that, honestly, I think the reason that people connect with you is, number one, that you're really real, you're genuine. You and Yara are both really just humble and just really real people. But also the fact that you've been able to teach this amazing content with video. So look at that. You were able to do that. And who knows how it would have been with just text alone. So the video, I think, has really helped people to learn faster. I know for myself, I like to learn with video. It's so much easier.
Definitely. Now, look, all our video products have certainly been some of our most successful products ever. So it's, it definitely works. Yeah. And thank you for the compliment. Really appreciate it. Maria, this just finally, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I know we're running out of time, but just want to briefly look at Facebook and I want to know from you whether it's still worth using and, you know, whether it's still relevant for us and, you know, why it's still relevant.
Okay. Well, Facebook, again, is my number third choice. Other experts might say Facebook is number one, but I test everything and I test traffic. And for example, with the strategies that I've been able to use with video and Twitter, I've been able to position myself on the Alexa search engines really high. So my website went from being 1 millionth website in the world to at times going from 65,000 to 107,000 top website in the world. So, and again, it varies. So that's why I think Facebook is definitely still relevant. The reason that you want to leverage it is to build the relationships to kind of maintain it. Because what I like to teach is it's a social media sales funnel. So you want to be able to give everywhere. The more that, Gideon, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah, sorry, okay. I just pressed the funny button on here, but it's all good.
That's okay. So the more that people see you everywhere, the better. So if they see your YouTube videos, if they see you on Twitter and they keep seeing you on Facebook and they keep your face keeps popping up, then that it's going to imprint into their subconscious and into their mind. Now, that's the power of using all three. Again, I like to focus my majority of my time on video number one, Twitter number two, Facebook. That's just my personal. I've seen the conversions for myself and it's worked really, really well. And again, for a lot of my students. But Facebook is still relevant, absolutely, because you can get in front of different eyeballs. What I do recommend is setting up a fan page, even if you don't feel like, okay, it can be a fan page or a business page. And that way, you can link to your blog. I like the fact that you can link to your blog from Facebook. That's something that I'd like you to leverage because, again, you're learning all this great content about how to create a powerful blog. So I would recommend leveraging the widgets and the software that Facebook gives you so that you can connect people to your website and to your content through Facebook. So it is still relevant. The one thing I don't like about Facebook is the 5,000 friend limit. You can only with a Facebook fan page, you can have unlimited fans or whatever, but that's the only kind of downfall. They might change it, but I still think it is relevant. For example, I'm not on Facebook as much, but I still have people who come onto Facebook and leave me these comments saying, Maria, I've watched your videos. We're really looking forward to seeing what's next. You know, I'm on your newsletter. So it does definitely convert in terms of whether it's the number one source for traffic. I'm not going to say it is, but what it will do for you is it will pre-qualify your prospects faster. And when they get to know you on a personal level, then you, again, people are not buying products. They're buying people and experiences. Well, if you had two choices to buy from two websites, one has text and no story, and it's just, here you go, buy it now, buy some vitamins. And the other one, the second website, has a picture of a family. It's got some audio, some video. Maybe it's got a video, a short little video saying, hi, you know, this is how these vitamins changed my life. I used to have chronic fatigue and now I'm able to spend time with my family. Most likely you would buy from someone that was telling their story or that built some credibility with you. So again, leverage it. But again, it's my third choice. It's definitely not my number one.
Cool. Oh, thanks for that. I'm glad that you've said that as well because you know I still do use it as well, and I still also do think that it's relevant. And it's such. Yes. I mean, it's such a big traffic source, really, if you can get it right.
You're absolutely right, Gideon. You know the trends. You know it's still relevant. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, you know, I think having an hour call with you is such a short time, really, to go into depth with this stuff. But that's what I'd like to talk about. The next thing, which is really. You know, you're about to reopen your doors to your social media traffic blueprint. And from what I've heard and seen online is that the testimonials from your course, from people that's been going through there, it's just been just amazing. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the social media traffic blueprint and what this is all about.
Okay, sure. I do agree. There's a lot to cover. And in an hour, we can only cover so much. But I really hope this has been valuable for you. I wanted to give you some of my best kind of kept secrets and strategies that will really help you. And if you just implement even one or two of these things, you're going to start seeing some results. Okay. Yes, we're really excited to be reopening the doors. We've had an overwhelming response to reopen the doors. This program launched last April, and we specifically limited the number to 100 students. And we had, it was just incredible what happened. People were getting results from the free content. And so we took on these 100 students, and what happened was just really astonishing. My whole intention behind creating this program was to really set it up in a way with blueprints and set up in a way that I could literally take exactly what I did in the last 2 years and how I did it and how I created this following and how I was able to do this so quickly, opposed to people who were maybe doing this for 7 years without even results that are this big. So it was all about transformation, but also teaching the latest techniques on how to really leverage video, Facebook, Twitter, putting it all together, and really how to establish your brand online, because branding is very, very important. So it's a lot of fun what came out of the program. We actually have this community that ended up just coming together, this social media traffic blueprint community, where everyone supports each other. I only wanted to attract people who were positive, who really were up to creating some amazing results for themselves and their families, to being expressed, and that's what really showed up. There are a lot of case studies and success stories. I think one of the biggest ones I think was really cool was with one of our members, Brian Williams, who, you know, he was an entrepreneur, and he had a business deal go bad, and someone kind of, you know, didn't really act ethically, and so he didn't even have the money for the program, and he had to kind of take a leap of faith because he had been online since 1995 without ever having any personal results. He had helped a lot of people, companies make money, but not personally. So he took a leap of faith, and he started implementing the blueprint, and it's really incredible what happened with him, because in the first 30 days, he attracted two new clients, year-long contracts, and he made $75,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
He just shared with me recently that he's just made over $100,000. We got him to the six-figure mark in 90 days.
Awesome.
And I'll tell you something, it took me 10 months to do that. So what I found is that my students are quantum leaping. So what I put into the program is my heart, my energy. I want to give people the fast track and almost the essentials with mindset, with actual, how I like to teach is step by step. And I like to hold someone's hand because I know what it was like for me. And the way I like to learn is I like to learn how to's and how I can implement something right away instead of a bunch of theory. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm very honored to have been working with my students, and we're reopening the doors now. It's going to be very limited again, because again, I don't want to just work with the numbers and the masses. I really want to help people who are ready, who really are ready for transformation and in their lives and in their businesses. So we're opening up the doors. What more would you want me to say? It's just going to be exciting.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And you know what, I think one thing that really stands out about you, Maria, is that you always over deliver, not just in your actual content for your course, but just the free stuff. I mean, there's so much free stuff that you give, and as you say, people using the free stuff to already make a big difference in their lives and their businesses online. But you actually have some more free stuff that people can get access to. I'm just wondering if you could tell us, you know, what it is that people will get access to. I'll tell people in a second how they can get access
to this.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. I do believe under promising, over delivering. I just feel that the top leaders in the market are never scarcity. They never base what they're going to share thinking, oh, if I give away too much. Like, I used to think that, to be honest with you, when I first got started, but I'm telling you, the more your income is in direct proportion to the value that you provide someone else. So I just recommend start giving. And you know what? People are going to start really trusting you, because there's so many different, there's so much content online. So what I really like to do is I like to focus on actually giving away some of my best kept secrets that you can start seeing instant results with. Now, there's going to be a few videos that you're going to have access to once Gideon shows you how to do that. And the first one is going to be how to create videos that completely captivate your audience, your market, and convert into clients. Because I'm not interested in teaching you just, you know, how to make videos. I want to help you convert your videos. And it's all about conversions and results. So that's going to be video number one. It's got one of my formulas. I have many different formulas, but that's one of my formulas that, again, a lot of people who've watched the videos, we've had over 100,000 people watch last time. We've had, you know, amazing results, even from people just watching the free video. So that's what you'll learn, how to really stand out, how to make videos that are going to help you to increase your brand awareness, how to increase your traffic, how to, you know, be more confident. So that's number one. Number two, you'll also learn some of my best Twitter techniques. So you'll learn how to really optimize your Twitter profile and how to convert your followers into customers, because that's where the value is, when you can actually convert those followers into clients. And there's a lot of potential with Twitter. So you're going to learn about that. You'll also learn about mindset and how it's really important to start focusing on what you want and not what you want, what you don't want, because you've heard the term thoughts become things. Well, I'll teach you in the video that your words create your world. So it's very important to take a look and to get honest with yourself and to see, okay, am I speaking words of abundance and prosperity? Or am I speaking words of lack and scarcity? Am I speaking of what I do want my life to look like? Or can I shift this and have a breakthrough and start actually attracting more and more into my life? So you'll learn about that, and lots of case studies. You'll meet a lot of our members who are just amazing, who I'm very inspired by, and just, you know, regular people who started off with no product, no website, no list. And they're launching, they're creating their own programs now. It's very, very rewarding. So I just encourage you to give as well, because when you do that, your income is going to expand and your list is going to grow, and you're going to be really, really happy with your results. So there's a lot of free content that you can check out, and I really look forward to welcoming you there.
Awesome. All right. So we've created a special link right below this recording or this player. We can, if you click on it, it'll give you access to that free stuff. So when you click on this link, that'll take you to a page where there's all this free resources from Maria. There's actually, if you click on this link, it'll go to a page where there's another little video from Maria and an opportunity for you to enter your first name and email address. That'll take you through to the next stage for getting access to all these free resources that Maria has just talked about. So if you do want to get access to these things, just go ahead and click on the link right below this player. Now just keep in mind that, I'm not sure how long Maria will have this opportunity open to be able to get access to these resources. So just make sure you get in before the website closes down, because I know last time that Maria only had her offer open for a very short time and then it closed down and people were upset about that. But Maria, look, thank you so much for this amazing and extremely powerful call on social media. You really are the social media queen. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for your time, and for just really excited for you to get to the next level in your life and your business. And I wish you lots of success. And just remember that everything you want is just outside of your comfort zone. And I'll leave you with this. Again, Gideon, thank you so much. And thank you to Yarrow as well. But this is what I'm going to leave you with. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, you've heard that, a picture is worth 1,000 words, what's your video worth?
Now that's great. I love that. Thank you, Maria, and all the best for your launch coming up and for everything else you're doing online.
Thank you so much.